and especially Erica's food. So we're going to be a blessed people tonight. This week I have been preparing this message every day, really, in my spirit. But I want to talk about someone else that might have a birthday today. His name is Isaiah. I think he's over 800 years old. He lived to be about 60 to 80 or something like that. But this was 600 years before Christ. But I want to just talk to you about Isaiah, and everything has happened so far, including communion. It just ties in with this, the songs and everything. But I didn't plan it that way, but the Holy Spirit did. The book of Isaiah, it's one book of 66 chapters. And it's a microcosm, which means a little bitty miniature, of all the 66 books of the Bible. The first section of 39 chapters is similar to the Old Testament. And it begins, like Genesis, with the word to the heavens and the earth. The last 27 chapters are like the New Testament, and it's to comfort the people with a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare you the way of the Lord." And the prophet Isaiah was given a mandate, which he kept until the day of his death, both to confront a nation with the fear of the Lord, the terror of the Lord, and then to comfort a people with the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Isn't it amazing how that God did that so long ago and brought it about? It increases faith in Jesus as the Messiah as we read the messianic prophecies that were fulfilled in him. You see, God's word is true. Every chapter, every verse, every comma, no, maybe not, but it's there. It's that way. The chapters, I think, were divided later, but it's an inspired word of God that we can depend on. He's the promise keeper. He's the promise giver. And it strengthens our hope in God as the one that is ultimately in control of all things. I read a devotional this week about this brother that said that he was a real basketball fan and he was going to be out of town on the final playoffs, but he recorded it. It's called a DVR, I think, and yet he didn't want to hear from anybody what had happened. So he sat and he watched that, and he was cheering his team on as if he could make a difference, you know, and yet it had already been decided, you know. It had already been decided. Well, see, God is in control of all things, and we've got to remember that he has already recorded those events, and he's going to take care of us, and the prophecies are going to be fulfilled in him. It inspires love for God and his Messiah as one reads of the blessings to be found in obedience to God's word. As we obey the word, like Brother Robert said this morning, then the results are going to be what happens as we react to those things that come our way. It enlarges our understanding of how that God has ruled all the nations of men in the past, and how Christ may exercise his rule in the nations today. That's why we call it the kingdom of God, because it is a kingdom. We're a separate people from the world. Yes, we live in the world. We're citizens. I'll go vote. I'll do those things that I can as a citizen, but in reality, I am not of this world. Yes, I will submit to the authorities. And if a red light comes on behind me, oh, my Lord, hope it doesn't happen. Well, I will stop, you know, because I have to submit to the authorities. And if I was really submitting, I wouldn't be speeding anyway. Okay, I'll go on from there. But we are part of his kingdom. He is the king, and we are in his kingdom. This book, Isaiah, was written about 740 to 680 B.C. And if you don't know, before Christ, it goes the other way. So that's why the latter one is smaller. Just a little teaching there. And it was toward the end of the reign of King Uzziah. It has been called the fifth gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Isaiah. Why? Because it's all about Jesus. He is there through every page. Isaiah was a married man. He had a prophetess that had two sons with prophetic names. The elder was Sher Jashub, which means a remnant shall return, and the younger was Mir Shalahashbaz. Now say it. It took me a long time to be able to say that one, but Mir Shalahashbaz, which means the spoil speedeth and the prey hasteth. So he named his kids prophetic names. His name, Isaiah, means the messenger of the message of salvation. His names mean salvation of Yahweh, or Yah saves. He was the son of Amoz, and it's believed that he died a torturing death as he was sawed in two. The prophet would have ministered at least 60 years in an effort to bring this nation back to God. Isn't that what our preaching is supposed to be about? In reality, we can't do a lot about the nation.